Federal regulators propose new rules to cut carbon dioxide emissions. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. On Monday morning, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy released the federal government's plan to cut carbon emissions from power plants.
This is not just about disappearing polar bears and melting ice caps, although I like polar bears and I know about melting ice caps. This is about protecting our health, and it is about protecting our homes.
The EPA says carbon dioxide emissions are the main driver of climate change. The agency is proposing cutting carbon emissions from power plants 30% by 2030. Lindsay Smith has been following the reaction to the proposed changes and joins me now. Lindsay, how are people reacting to the news in Michigan?
Power plants are the biggest producer of carbon emissions. So compared to some coal producing states, there's actually not been a huge pushback in Michigan. Policymakers at the state level and the state's major power companies don't seem super surprised by the news. That said, many of them are still working through the details of this long document. Alejandro Bodipo Memba is a DTE spokesman.
We do see, however, that this notion of a 30% reduction is going to cost significant amounts of investment. We don't know the numbers just yet, but we are pretty certain that's an impact that utilities such as DTE would have to endure.
DTE is actually already planning to retire some old coal plants. Bodipo Memba says it'll take about a third of coal production offline between now and 2025. Dan Wyant heads Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality. He expects most power companies are generally supportive of lowering carbon emissions, especially from coal.
Michigan historically has been a state that has relied on coal as a major part of their energy portfolio. But Michigan, and particularly in our region, has moved away from coal faster than our surrounding states.
So what's replaced coal? Let me guess, natural gas?
Ding, ding. You're certainly on the right track. I dug up some numbers on this from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Turns out we still get most of our electricity from coal. Coal powers half of all homes and businesses in Michigan. That's down from about 60% in 2007. Next is nuclear power. We still get a quarter of our electricity from nuclear power. Meanwhile, natural gas has gone up from about 11% to just under 20% in the last few years. Another way the EPA and state leaders believe Michigan can meet the goal to cut carbon emissions is reducing energy use in general.
Okay, so what's the next step in the process?
The state and power companies like DTE and regular people can weigh in on the proposed changes. The EPA will take feedback for a year before presumably finalizing the rules. The thing is, the federal government is outlining the goals each state needs to meet, but it's not dictating how the state meets the goals. So it'll be up to Michigan to draft a plan to cut carbon emissions in Michigan. Luckily, there's already a work group that's working on that. They actually started meeting this week. Lawmakers could pass whatever plan the work group comes up with, maybe as early as this fall.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay.
No problem.
Lindsay Smith is Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.